Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hour number two on a Thursday. If you're tired of this fall weather and you're thinking, where should I go? Where should I go to get out of this place? Because winter hasn't even started. I have the one place for you. Hawaii. No, not Burnsville. Let's rank the cities in Minnesota. Golden Valley, 1. Lakeland Shores, 2. Duluth, 3. No, not Golden Valley. Not Duluth. Not Lakeland Shores. Hawaii. Now, who should I go with? How about holiday vacations? Holiday vacations, they've been putting together phenomenal trips for decades, including, I mean, you almost can hear the Hawaiian music. I mean, close your eyes, not if you're driving. Close your eyes. In your mind, you can almost hear that Hawaiian music. We're going to go to Oahu, Maui, Kauai. We're going to see Pearl Harbor. You're going to see my hips moving at a luau like you've never seen before. Shakira will be jealous. WCCO listeners have signed up. We want more WCCO radio listeners. The window is starting to close, though. See, when you're Y, you can keep that window open, by the way. Here, don't even think about opening up the window. Unless maybe your 15-year-old son burns a lot of incense last night, and you come home and you got all the windows open, Dave. Just a side light. Michael deciding, hey, how about I light a lot of this incense off? Oh, my God. I thought there was a gas leak when I came in the house. But back to the trip. February 21st to March 2nd. Get out of Minnesota. Not a single person ever on planet Earth has traveled to Hawaii, and David said, wasn't that good. Everybody loves it and wants to go back or wants to go for the first time. Do me a favor, holidayvacations.com, keyword, WCCO Radio. We will have a magnificent time. Please check it out. Holidayvacations.com, keyword, WCCO Radio. Before I get to the San Francisco police and a topic which has been out there for a while, I'll just say I watched some of the clips. When Alex Jones is interviewing someone and Alex Jones is the more normal person, what does that tell you, Dave Harrigan?
Ooh, boy.
Kanye. As anti-Semitic as it gets. And again, I detest Alex Jones, but man, Kanye West, you hate the Jews, man. You just do. And Alex Jones was trying to, when Alex Jones is trying to calm down your vicious hate, what does that say about yay? So, San Francisco police. This is San Francisco. A town that is one of our most liberal towns in America. A town I think is spectacular. Don't say that to Rena Sargentopoulos. I love San Francisco and the surrounding area. But this happened. San Francisco, their board of supervisors voted to pass a policy which will allow officers to use ground-based robots to kill when a risk of loss of life to members of the public or officers is imminent and officers cannot subdue the threat after using alternate force options or de-escalation tactics. I'm going to say this again. San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted to pass a policy that would allow officers to use ground-based robots to kill, quote, when risk of loss of life to members of the public or officers is imminent and officers cannot subdue the threat after using alternative force options or de-escalation tactics. The measure must pass a second vote next week and ultimately be approved by the mayor. Now, San Francisco PD does not have armed robots. A department spokesperson says and does not plan to outfit its robots with firearms. He described the scenario as an extreme circumstance similar to one that played out in Dallas a couple years ago. San Francisco law previously took no position on law enforcement's use of robots to administer deadly force. San Francisco's public defender's office, in a letter sent to the Board of Supervisors, said the policy was dehumanizing and militaristic. Opponents of the measure on the board argued that it would sow distrust within communities and not necessarily save lives. I think it should be an option. I think it should be an option, including in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Do I trust the police every time? I've made that very clear. No. Do I think the overwhelming, let me be clear, the overwhelming number of individuals in law enforcement are good to very good and great at what they do? I do. Are there outliers who should be fired? Absolutely. And for the folks who are going to take that last part of the conversation and say, oh, you're a police hater, you're a fool. As we say all of the time, there isn't a single profession where everyone is great. You have outliers like Derek Chauvin, who murdered a man. You have numerous friends of mine who are police officers who are, again, good to very good to great to heroic at what they do. And sometimes we have individuals who give up their lives, who risk their lives every day. Sometimes we have officers who, and again, these are the rare ones, who sweep things under the rug when they shouldn't. There are also incredibly difficult circumstances sometimes. And these are rare circumstances where the lay of the land tells you the circumstances, the criminality involved, the chaos involved, the surroundings involved, the danger involved, where you'd rather not put an officer's life or lives at risk. And if you had this technology and it was thoroughly vetted and you had the great officers who could work it, I want this as an option. A lot of things can sow distrust. And for some with law enforcement, they'll never change. Because the data is clear with some officers and racial profiling. Too many. Again, I still believe in the majority. But we are talking about, not on a regular basis, not commonplace, because then I'm out. But We have all of this amazing technology with drones and different things that we didn't have 10, 20, 30 years ago, which could they be abused? Yes, of course they could. And if they are, there better be firings. There better be charges against these people. There better be potential lawsuits. But we're looking at some of the best of the best in police officers who are willing themselves to risk their lives, and we can use this and potentially end a situation, as opposed to the end of the situation potentially involves an officer or two dead or other individual, you know, other civilians dead, and we're saying flat out this should not be included in the mix? Not for me. I want it in the mix. I want departments to look at this, to look at the remarkable technology which keeps popping up. And for those criminals with the availability of weapons and the force they have, if a robot, maybe even along with humans, the humans are all around the area, but then the robot is used and is one of the final pieces. I'm not one to say, no, this should not be in play. When we come back, I want to hear from you. A phone call, a text, be direct. This is outrageous. No way. Don't trust him. Or why are we even debating this? Absolutely. This should be part of the conversation. I want to hear from you and Dave. Phone calls and texts, either way on the City's One Plumbing talk and text line, 651-461-9226. All right, Dave Harrigan, where are you standing on this? Plenty of texts coming in. San Francisco police with a couple votes needed still in the mayor's approval in extreme, unique situations, okaying the use of a robot to kill. I'm saying it should be within their capability. I understand a lot of things within very powerful, important positions can be misused, can sow distrust, and for some within their feelings towards the police department, they aren't just predisposed, they have actual encounters where they feel that way. I still believe in the overwhelming majority of police officers. We're about to talk police oversight next hour with Michael Rainville, Third Ward, and what's going on with the Minneapolis Police Oversight Board and how important that is. So I'm not trying to lessen oversight. I'm not trying to lessen when officers should be fired. But in these unique circumstances where it's not going to be abused, I don't want to say, hey, we have this modern technology, could help us out. It could end situations quicker. It could put our officers less in jeopardy, and we're not going to do it. What do you think?
Yeah, and we're not talking about a robot that's just going out there and acting on its own. It's being controlled by a human that they say is very highly and specially trained to use this thing. I mean, I think there's certainly a lot of questions to be asked and to be answered as far as, you know, exact situations. I would want it, you know, written out as clear as possible. You certainly can't cover 100% of every situation, of everything a cop will see out there. But I would want very detailed descriptions on when this would be used as far as lethal force. I think there would have to be a rise up the chain of command of, hey, we think this is the right time, you know, sure. Go all the way up to the yep. chief or the mayor, whoever it has to be, to finally make that call, to put the stamp on it. But at the end of the day, yeah, if it's something they think can save an officer's life or de-escalate a situation that is already spiraled out of control, yeah, give the police every reasonable tool they can put in the toolbox.
Did you go tool in the toolbox right there?
I didn't know what else to say.
Yeah.
I was running out of words.
Yeah.
Is there something better? Sandwich in the lunchbox?
I mean, it works, you know. I have not only one toolbox, I have two at the house. Can I identify most of the items in either toolbox? Of course not.
Are there actually tools in there or just golf balls?
Yes. No, I need another box for old golf balls too, but I occasionally use them.
Well, tell that to the Secret Santa.
We're going to, yeah, we may try to get to that with Jason, but the fact that we now have an on-air Secret Santa and a station Secret Santa.
Dueling Secret Santas here at the old.
I mean, are we going to have another Secret Santa too? How many Secret Santas can we have?
Maybe we'll just push it off and have like a Secret Easter Bunny or something like that come April.
Well, and then the thing is, then if you don't do the main station Secret Santa, there's a big party.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of the buffet. And so then you go there, I didn't do this Secret Santa. No. I thought I was already signed up for one Secret Santa. There should have been better coordination. On the robot. I, for one, welcome our new murder bot overlord. Going to take that as a no on the idea. The police will get in trouble whatever they do. The robots are run by a police representative. He or she will face the likes of Ben Crump and others. Chad, I just got off the phone with my wife who was eating breakfast in San Fran. I better call and warn her about the robots. Yikes. I'm not saying no to this idea, but I do have a question. How long until this technology falls in the wrong hands and they use it as a killing machine? I'm not convinced that whether it's San Francisco, whether it's Minneapolis, whether it's Tempe, that the criminals are going to steal the police robot. But sadly, those folks who maybe have the technical expertise and the money, they might try this anyway, Dave. I don't think this is going to be the tipping point. I really don't.
No. And
if the rank – and go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, what I've read about it, and I guess trust what they're saying, is this is something that would be used only in the very extremist of extreme circumstances.
Yes.
You know, it's not like the robot's going to be out there making traffic stops, shooting people.
That'd be kind of extreme, don't you think?
I would be a little far. I think we'd be going a little far on that one, yeah.
And, oh, by the way, if it turns out any of these cities, not to Dave's joking example, but start using this too often, then it should end, right?
Yes.
If the rank and file police officers want it, save lives an officer, innocent and others, yes, for sure. More text. I think the officers deserve this tool. You can keep texting this, by the way, 651-461-9226. The problem is if an honest mistake is made using how many years in prison would a Minnesota jury want? Well, guess what? They don't. You in certain jobs assume a great responsibility. You just do. And if you make a mistake and it ends up killing someone, it is up to our legal system to look and see if there is accountability. Just is. I make a silly mistake and say the wrong time or ask the wrong question. It's just not the same repercussions as a police officer, as a doctor, as others, which is why the officers should be receive better pay, better benefits, and also the system should be set up that when you find the outliers, they should be fired sooner. Let's see. Sounds like a good idea. But, yeah, probably can sue the man that's still controlling the robot. Yeah, right? That person still can be on the hook. They said the same thing about military drones, only the most extreme circumstance. Now we bomb countries daily with drones. Listen, Barack Obama and the use of the drones became an enormous issue. And there was a lot of debate about pulling back. This is not an easy decision. Will not be an easy decision when the circumstances come up. It better go higher up the chain. That's part of what happened during the Obama administration. that when people felt like it was getting used too often, wait a second, more people have to sign off. I just don't want it eliminated. I think that is a mistake. Trial and error is pretty difficult. I understand that. Trial and error, when we try some silly segment on the show compared to trial and error with a potential killing robot, it's not close. Jason DeRussia on some nonsense and a serious topic. Jason, he'll have Joe Pollett on, by the way, in 2 hours. First radio interview since he's taken over as the boss of the Twins. Jason is with us after traffic and weather on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.